This is Bigger Pockets Daily. No rest for us on a Sunday. I'm Tyler, and every day I read a different article from the Bigger Pockets Real Estate blog. You can listen to one of these shows each day, or you can go wild and binge through the whole catalog. This isn't a new show, and most of these articles outline concepts that stand the test of time. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting, from finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
Important news about tax relief in Hurricane Ian disaster areas by Dave Foster. The IRS has authorized deadline extensions for taxpayers with 1031 exchanges that have been or may be impacted by Hurricane Ian. This affects taxpayers doing 1031 exchanges anywhere in the states of Florida, North Carolina, or even South Carolina, disaster areas. This extension applies to investment property sold, identified as a potential replacement, or purchased as part of a 1031 exchange in any of these states. If you meet the definition of affected taxpayer, the IRS is offering you tax relief with the option to extend both the 45 and 180-day 1031 exchange deadlines. Let's talk about those deadlines. So, to qualify for the tax deferral offered by a 1031 exchange, a real estate investor must identify potential replacement properties within 45 days of the sale of their relinquished property. They then have an additional 135 days, for a total of 180 days, to complete their purchase of the identified property. In a reverse exchange, the investor has 180 days to sell their relinquished property after their qualified intermediary takes ownership of their replacement property via an exchange-accommodating title holder. The federally declared disaster of Hurricane or Tropical Storm Ian has resulted in the IRS publication of disaster relief notices for each disaster area. Among universal tax relief, 1031 exchange deadlines have been given the option to extend. Affected taxpayer. An affected taxpayer is an individual or household who resides or has a business anywhere in the disaster area. There's also a means if you live outside of the disaster area. Affected exchangers residing outside the disaster area might qualify for tax relief if they began an exchange impacted by the disaster prior to the disaster date. I hope that makes sense. A quick example, let's say an exchanger in California with an exchange in progress on or before the disaster date whose identified replacement property in Florida was damaged in the disaster prior to its purchase. That should clear things up a little bit. All right, so let's talk about the disaster date. As Hurricane Ian caused damage over an extended period, each disaster area has its own disaster date. So here are the dates on which the tax relief is keyed. The dates are as follows. September 23, 2022 for Florida, September 25, 2022 for South Carolina, September 28, 2022 for North Carolina. You have two extension options. The IRS's disaster relief notice gives taxpayers two options to extend their exchange deadlines. There is both a general relief option, exchanges in progress on or after the disaster date, and an extended relief option, exchanges in progress on or before the disaster date. Depending on when your exchange began, you may qualify for one or even both of these options. General relief. So the general relief option is available to affected taxpayers who live or have a business in any of the disaster areas. This extension extends the 45 and 180-day deadline for any exchange started on or after the disaster date for their disaster area to February 15, 2023. Despite its automatic availability, affected taxpayers may or may not choose to exercise this option to extend based on their personal circumstances. Now let's talk about the extended relief option. This is available to exchangers who had an active exchange in process on or before the disaster date, regardless of whether or not they reside or own a business in the disaster area. This extension extends to the 45 and 180-day deadline for any exchange started on or before the disaster date for their disaster area by 120 days or until February 15, 2023. Whichever of those is longer. Affected taxpayers who qualify for this type of extension include anyone with an exchange in progress in the disaster area or who lives or has a business there. Exchangers who both had an exchange in process on or before the disaster date and live or own a business in the disaster area may elect either the general or extended relief option. Clear as mud? I sure hope so. All right, now, remember this. Extensions are elective. So even if you meet all of the criteria for the offered extensions, it's just up to you whether or not you will take advantage of this relief. While extending the deadlines may provide you with additional time to identify and purchase suitable replacement property, it may also impact when your qualified intermediary can release any remaining exchange funds. Carefully reviewing your situation and alternatives with both your qualified intermediary and your tax professional is going to be critical to making an informed decision. Accessing this tax relief, because this is important. According to the IRS notices, the IRS automatically identifies taxpayers located in the covered disaster area and applies filing and payment relief. But affected taxpayers who reside or have a business located outside the covered disaster area need to call the IRS disaster hotline at 866-562-5227 to request this tax relief. Just go ahead and search IRS disaster hotline and you'll find it. Keeping current. This disaster has impacted a significant area, and the IRS relief notices expanded from specific counties to entire states. There's a current list of eligible areas available on the IRS's disaster relief page. In addition, individual states may also issue their own relief guidance, so exchangers should check state websites as well. Let's wrap things up for today. So, exchangers should consult with their tax advisors, of course, and then review the IRS guidance regarding this disaster relief carefully before making any determinations. You may be eligible for this tax relief, even if you're located far from the disaster area. Okay, that about wraps up today's show. If you're hungry for more visual content, did you know Bigger Pockets has a YouTube channel? You can find series, investment property walkthroughs, live videos, and more. Just go to youtube.com/biggerpockets or biggerpockets.com/YouTube. Either way, see you back here tomorrow.